Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 8th of February. Starting off with the Avacta, where we've had this slow grind up from the November floor. That was just below a pound, and we managed to stay above that. But in the recent past, since the beginning of last month, it's been the 50-day line. Currently £1.26, which has been rooting the roost. That's also the floor of a rising trend channel from November. And the view now is that what we're looking for here is at least an end-of-day close above the initial February peak, which was £1.38, and ideally a weekly close above the 200-day line at £1.42. We've got that line of resistance there from October, so breaking the 200-day line should be enough to then allow the shares to retest the best levels of the post-summer resistance above £2. But this stage really looking for the break above recent resistance as the trigger to further gains. Onto a stock which has sort of almost silently had a decent bull move, Agronomics. Here we've had a great accelerating run to the upside from the sub-sixpence lows of October, November. Current situation is that we're looking at potential end-of-day close through last month's peak at 15.5 pence. If we get that today, the target here could be as high as 25 pence by the end of next month. Upside valid at least while we're above the floor of the rising trend channel from September at 13 pence. So Agronomics looking pretty strong. A stock which has taken a long time to get off the ground and behave in a properly bullish way is Phalanx Group, but looks like we've had the turnaround here, which has been in place since August last year. End of day close above last month's resistance at 1.56 pence should be enough to give us an initial target here over the next month or so, up towards the top of a broadening triangle from May, as high as 2.25 pence. In fact, one would be looking for a lot more than that, really, given how long the turnaround has taken, possibly towards the resistance line that I'm drawing at the moment, so up towards the 3.5 pence level. But at least initially, while we're above the 200-day line at 1.2 pence, looking for 2.25 over the next few weeks at Phalanx. Stock of the day in terms of excitement, well, so actually probably second stock of the day in terms of excitement is Gene Drive. Here we've got the breakthrough, the 200-day moving average, which blocked the stock for a few sessions to start this month, but a nice push through that 200-day line at 96 pence today. And in fact, the low today above the 200-day line, which is normally a very positive sign. Now, the 200 pence target, which appeared to be rather ambitious even just a few days ago, seems to be well within reach, hopefully by the end of next month, maybe sooner, ideally by the end of this month, I suppose. And of course, the buy trigger was the unfilled gap through resistance that we had at the end of last month. So that's really come up trumps in terms of setup that we see here. As I said before, gaps through resistance which are held tend to be multi-bagger situations, a bit like what we saw in March, April last year for Gene Drive. Moving along to a stock which is less high profile, here we got Covanga, and Covango rather, and here it's broken a line of resistance from October. That was at the 3 pence level, and an end of day close above 3 pence today or during the early part of this week should be enough to give us a target here as high as a July resistance line projection, the top of last July's price channel at 5 pence, and the time frame on that by the end of next month. At this stage, we're going to remain bullish at least while we hold above the floor of the channel around the 2.7 pence level. So looks like a reasonable risk reward situation there. Another relatively rare name for the Bulletin Board Heroes is Core Potash, but nice break higher over the last couple of sessions, break through the 200-day moving average at 0.76, while we're above that, looking for 1.3 pence at the top of a rising August trend channel. So pretty strong there. We had the island reversal during the mid part of December, and that should be enough to give us a multi-bagger situation, even if we have had a delay and a pullback from that. But the moment looking pretty strong for Kirkcore Potash. Stock which is hopefully ready to emerge like a coiled spring is Microsaic. The reason we're saying that is we've had quite a lot of consolidation here between the 0.2 pence support and the 50-day moving average at 0.31, looking for an end-of-day close through the through the 50-day line, rather, to give us the eventual target here on a 2 to 3 month view as high as 1.4 pence. But the key here is the end-of-day close through 0.31. Already had the bear trap, so if you are an aggressive trader, you'll already be getting into this situation, anticipating a break higher. And if you are cautious, you'd wait for an end of, or you'd wait for the RSI, the relative strength index, to get back above neutral 50, as well as the close above the 50-day moving average. The stock of the day, I think, with the, in terms of the movement earlier on, is Omega Diagnostics. And here, the only disappointment so far is that we just managed to hit that target that we had at that red resistance line projection from the beginning of November. That was promising a target at around 98 pence, which was basically the high of the day so far. We're looking for an end-of-day close above 88 pence, which was the late January peak. If we can get that, that would then point us back to 98, and then hopefully over the next month or two, maybe by the end of next month, we hit the top of that broadening April triangle as high as £1.65 for Omega. We're helped along in terms of our bullish belief, by the way, that the shares gapped up through the recent peak, and while they hold that gap, then the prospect of a £1.60 plus target is all the more likely. A slower play, but one which has been consistent, to say the least, is Open Orphan, and here we've got the situation where we had a weekly close above that resistance line there from October. That was around the 27 pence level, so while we're above 27 pence, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from September as high as 40 pence, only back below the floor of the channel and the 50-day line at 24.5, really delaying the upside scenario at Open Orphan. Nice setup can be seen currently at Oriole Resources. Here we've got what looks to be a mid-move consolidation, and we just need an end-of-day close through 1.4 pence hopefully today to get us on the journey for a top of October price channel target as high as 2.6 pence. Stop loss at the moment back below recent support at the 1 pence level. But ideally, there's no break back below 1.2, which is the floor of the October channel. Just a couple of situations to go now. First is San Leon Energy, where we've got that rule about the gaps higher and stocks holding the gap higher. This has done that so far, so we had the gap higher on Friday, the floor of the gap there at 28 pence. So while there's no end of day close back below that, we're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from the end of January as high as 37 pence over the next 2 to 4 weeks. But the key here is that we hold the gap higher, and that would be a decent bullish setup on San Leon. Finishing off with Tertiary Minerals, where somebody challenged me to look at the stock, and I think it's a pretty good challenge to make, in the sense that we had a decent close above January resistance at 0.43 on Friday and pushed ahead today very nicely. The only, I suppose, minor resistance there is from back in April last year, 0.47, but basically while we're above 0.5, looking for further upside, and I've upgraded the upside here to 1.1 pence, which is basically the top of a rising trend channel from this time last year. The time frame on that, probably going into the end of March, early April at the earliest for Tertiary Minerals, but hopefully by the end of next month we'll be near enough to that target of 1 pence plus. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.